Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Back at it for another day talking about the Second Amendment, enjoying freedom like we've never enjoyed it before. Hey, welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters off for another couple of days. Andy Hoosier filling in today and tomorrow. You got me, and it's great to be with you. I love filling in for the program. As you know, we always have a lot of fun. At least I try to keep it entertaining, and we have some fun on the program. As he's out and about doing the thing, we're going to hold down the fort here and do what we do best as well, right here in the Crossbreed Holster microphone, right on the GunBroker.com studios, all of it presented by X Insurance. And we appreciate all of his partners here on the show. You can visit him at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. There's a lot of fun things I want to get to today, and I want to start off with this one because it's funny, yet a little concerning, yet it's understandable, yet it's a little strange. It's just one of those stories where you just go, you don't even know how to process or digest this one. So there's a headline out of Forbes, but actually it's a headline on Forbes magazine, the Orlando Sentinel, the WDW News Today. It's all over the place. Let me ask you, if you go to Disney World, one of these, I have a little girl, little voice of reason, we call her, my show, the voice of reason. I have Mrs. Voice of Reason. I have a little voice of reason, and she's 7 years old, just turned seven a couple weeks ago, and she is dying to go to Disney World, which we did just see last week, and I have to admit, we went to go see Disney on Ice here in the Wichita area where I'm from, and I got to admit, I mean, I know it's for the kids. I kind of enjoyed it. It was kind of awesome. I mean, Disney doesn't hold back on anything by a production. I mean, they have some really cool production qualities for Disney on Ice. Kind of enjoyable. It goes back to the old school cartoons of like when we were growing up. It has the new ones from her, with her growing up with Moana and with Frozen and some of that. But it was kind of fun. Nonetheless, she wants to go to Disney World. And one of these days we're going to take her and we're planning the trip to Disney World down in Florida. Not the little one in California, because I don't really want to go to California. Although California is a beautiful place. I've been there. I just can't. I'm sorry. And if you're going to go, why not go to the big Disney World as opposed to the Disneyland? I think that's appropriate. I don't know about you. I mean, maybe it's cheaper, but I doubt because it's California and the taxes are going to compensate for and kind of balance everything out for the prices on all of it. So one of these days we'll go to Disney World. Now, I know it's a place with large amounts of people. I know that it's a place where kidnappings have happened. There's a big story about that. It's a big place where thefts have happened and people that are trying to pickpocket you. I mean, obviously, when you get large crowds of people, there's going to be large, stupid people doing stupid things as well. So you need to be on guard. At the same time, when you think of Disney World and you think of the princesses and you think of Mickey Mouse and you think about all the great stuff that's going to happen at Disney World, one thing you don't necessarily think of is carrying a gun, except for when people that are just normally wanting to carry a gun on the side of their hip, because that's what they usually do because they're concerned about large crowds, which is why we advocate for reciprocity, for you to be able to travel across state lines to carry with your firearm, or you're concerned about public places. Like we just saw the shooting at the grocery store in Colorado a few weeks ago. I mean, obviously, if there's a crowd of people, there are going to be bad people wanting to take advantage of said crowd. That's just unfortunately part of society that we need to be aware of, which is why it's our duty to try and protect ourselves. Well, apparently, a lot of people have been thinking about that over the last year with the COVID-19 pandemic, especially, and some of the chaos that's been going on in the world. As according to Forbes magazine, there's been an increase in individuals being arrested and charged with gun charges for carrying concealed weapons into Disney World. Now, there's a few things that pop up when I think about this story. Number one, according to Forbes magazine, at least 20 individuals have been arrested on gun charges in 2020 compared to only four arrests in 2016. So four people in 2016, all the way up to 20 people as of last year, got arrested carrying concealed weapons into Disney World. My first question is, how did you get past security? Now, I was in Disney World when I was a kid. Maybe they don't have a lot of security. I don't know. Do you go through metal detectors there? I don't remember if you do or not. What I do remember is growing up as a kid, I went to a lot of amusement parks in the state of Ohio where I grew up, and we had Cedar Point and we had Kings Island and we had some really cool places like that. And there wasn't, that I can remember there, there wasn't any metal detectors, but you can usually see, I mean, they search your bags for crying out loud. They don't search you for your firearm. Would be my first guess. Now, the second part is, why aren't we allowed to carry? And of course, that goes down the argument of having children there and being concerned about, you know, the safety of children. But if someone's going to do something bad, obviously you have a whole crowd of individuals that are completely unprotected. But 20 people at least have smuggled firearms into Disney World over the last year, and concerns of their safety, and have now been arrested. And 2021, according to Forbes magazine, is also off to a record-breaking start, as deputies have already arrested, just this year, it's June 15th now, which means we are almost halfway through the entire 2021 year. Deputies have arrested at least 14 Disney visitors for carrying concealed firearms in the first 3.5 months of the year, through mid-April. So not even through June now. Disney World did not respond for requests for comment, but they do, however, say that firearms, ammunition, knives, and weapons of any kind are banned according to their park policy. Last July, just 3 days at Epcot theme park, just down the road from Disney World, a Georgia woman was arrested after a park security at the Epcot entrance found a 9mm handgun and a plastic bag of marijuana in her child's diaper bag, as reported by NBC Miami. Now, look, I get we want to protect ourselves, and this is more of a policy change that we need to make, but to break the rules, I have to admit this does not look good for gun owners. I'm all about carrying firearms. I'm all about protecting myself. I don't like to go places where I'm not allowed to carry my firearm, because I do feel very vulnerable and open, and an openness for potential damage or harm to come to me and my family, which is why we don't like to be in those situations. I get it. But, and this is a big but, if you're going to go to a place and you openly know that there's a no policy for firearms, does it make the firearm industry look just a little bit bad if we don't abide by the rules there? I mean, if we get arrested for carrying concealed weapons, isn't this kind of the arson that the other side of the aisle gets to use of, oh, look, all the gun owners are not law-abiding citizens, they're breaking the rules, they're not following the guidelines of these places. Now, if there was a shootout that happened, unfortunately, with someone that came in wanting to shoot the place down, and there were 20 people that had concealed carry firearms that ended up taking the guy out, then of course the media would completely ignore it and put on their blinders and just talk about how there were so many guns in the area. But then most people there would recognize, oh, well, hey, my kid was actually saved because of a firearm, because we like our firearms. But I have to admit that Disney World's not one of the places where I figured that we'd be breaking in trying to carry our concealed firearms. I get it because it's a public place, but man, that's just a little strange to me. I don't really know. I found that one odd. And as we talk about kids around, I want my kid to be familiar with firearms. I want my kid. I mean, I could just see maybe a little place underneath the castle. You think about this. You see a little room underneath the major castle and all the princesses are living there. Mickey Mouse comes out. The door's open. The smoke comes up and Mickey Mouse walks out. And then right there on the side where the blacksmithing is of the guy that the guy that made Pinocchio, he's sitting there doing the woodworking and the wood carving and the blacksmithing and everything, and then right there they're making barrels of firearms. See, that would be entertaining. Ideas for Disney, hint hint, wink wink, if you're going to actually do something cool, you should do something for both kids and adults. You could have the kids run around the Harry Potter scene while the adults are actually watching firearms be blacksmiths at the Disney castle. That would be entertainment. Because why the heck not? We got a lot to talk about today. I thought that story was kind of intriguing because that's not the place you normally hear about people wanting to carry firearms, which it makes sense. Again, makes sense. You want to be around and protect yourself around large amounts of people, especially in times of distress like the COVID year when people are going to try and rob and pickpocket and do whatever they want to you. But does it make the firearms industry look just a little bit bad when we're not following the rules? We may not like the rules and we want to change the rules and we can fight to change the rules, but does it make us look a little bit bad when we get arrested for sneaking in a firearm, especially marijuana. Come on, man. We're going to have the marijuana bag in the baby's diaper bag with the firearm, the 9mm right there beside it. Not the best look we want for individuals, but I'm sure that most people, the law-abiding citizens that are the Second Amendment advocates, we're not doing that kind of stuff. That's someone who maybe just need a little bit of help. Just a little bit of help. When we come back, there's a lot I want to get to. The case out of California on the assault weapons ban, that's back in the news today because now it's causing more constitutional discussion and debate than what originally intended. What's that's all about? Plus, the ongoing debate about the separation of church and state and how that involves the Second Amendment we'll get into a little bit later as well. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier. A lot to get to. Stay here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
this upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, GunBroker.com. Make sure to check them out. We are in the GunBroker.com studios right now, making Armed American Radio's daily defense happen like Mark does each and every day. Andy Hoosier filling in for him today. You can find Mark at armedamericanradio.org. That's armedamericanradio.org. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. That's H-O-O-S-E-R. No, I in Hoosier. H-O-O-S-E-R, reason.com. You can find my information, podcast links, social media links, all that jazz as well. And we appreciate you. All these great partners, GunBroker.com, Car Arms, My Pillow. I am still dying to try that My Pillow slipper or the My Slipper. So one, I'm going to get to it real soon. I think the next couple of weeks I'm actually getting my My Slipper because that just sounds awesome. Also, Litzlinger's Whiskey as well. I have a bottle of Litzlinger Whiskey in my house as we speak. And going to bust that open this weekend, this coming up weekend, which these weeks have been going by really fast since Memorial weekend. Now that the warmer weather's out, really the hot. Well, let's be honest. It's the hot global warming weather now. That's what's going on now. The 100 degree weather across the country, all this global warming happening. According to AOC, we're all going to die. All that stuff. You can sit back in your house, enjoy the cool AC, and sip on some Litzlinger whiskey, along with all of other Mark's partners that we'll talk about here in just a little bit. I want to get into real quickly, as you know, and Mark's been talking about this quite a bit, so I want to dive into this just for a moment because it's kind of been taken to another level now. The decision from the court on repealing the assault weapons ban out of California. Now, again, we're going to use their terminology just to be clear here. The assault weapon, a weapon does not assault anybody, so we're just going to be clear. You know that. I know that. We're just going to use their terminology to help explain it and break it down to their level of lack of intelligence. So that way we can try and teach it to like a 5-year-old. My 7-year-old understands this more so than the Democrats in most of the country. So we're going to try and break this down the best that we possibly can. And we'll use their terminology so that way they grasp what we're actually talking about. So with the courts actually repealing the ban on the assault weapons in the state of California, which has been in there for a while now, Democrats are losing their minds. Now, in their desperate attempt, along with the cahoots of the media as well, they've tried to take to another constitutional discussion because they never give up. They never just go and go away and just tuck their tail between their legs and disappear and realize they're not going to win the argument. They can't win the battle. If they realize that, the life would be so much easier, but they just don't. So we continue to fight. But what they've done now is they've twisted the decision from the judge, and they've tried to come back and say, well, he made the ruling based on militias, not necessarily based on private individuals. Now, this does have a 30-day appeal limit that they have, as U.S. District Court Judge Roger Benitez says that the ruling does not take effect immediately because California does have 30 days to appeal the rejection of its assault weapons ban. Most coverage has focused on Benitez's provocative analogy between AR-15 and the Swiss Army knife. However, according to Yahoo News, the case rises about troubling questions on the meaning and proper role of quote-unquote militias under the Second Amendment. Now, for those of you that remember what the Second Amendment actually says, that we have the right to have a well-regulated militia, comma, and the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, meaning you have two separate parts of the amendment, which they don't get. They don't like that. They don't like grammar. They don't like looking at things broken down. They want it to be interpreted based on their perception of, well, you can only have a firearm as long as it's through a well-regulated militia. If you're not part of the militia, you don't need a firearm. And they try to say that that's the purpose of the Second Amendment, which obviously you know that, I know that, that it's bogus and it's crap. But now they're trying to turn back to this argument after this decision from the judge. According to Yahoo News, who made this case here, the plaintiffs in the lawsuit claim that California's assault weapons ban unconstitutionally restricted citizens' Second Amendment rights by preventing them from using assault weapons for home defense and other legal purposes. California's defense was that the assault weapons are more dangerous than other firearms and therefore subject to additional restrictions, which I'm curious how they're going to make that argument in court. Let's be honest. Are we going to see the
here's object A. It's an assault rifle. And in this assault rifle, you have a chainsaw that you can attach to it, making it more dangerous.
because you know that's what they've done before in Washington, D.C. So I can't, I don't know why they wouldn't try it now, but they have to make the case that the firearms are more dangerous than other firearms and therefore subject to additional restrictions. You can't really do that. All you can say is, well, it fires really, really fast because you can pull the trigger really fast and therefore it goes really fast and there's more bullets that come out, because you can't do it based on caliber. You can't do it based on scary lookingness, although I guess they could be more dangerous.
Ha ha, I'm Arnold, look at this. Yeah, I got the big guns.
I mean, I guess you could pull off that argument and Schwarzenegger could probably show up and do that. But at the same time, most people, if you're on a jury, then you probably won't see that case. In the ruling, Benitez asserts that citizens have a right to own a private assault weapon, not just for defense of a gun owner's home, but also for quote-unquote citizens' militias engaged in homeland defense. Now, according to Yahoo News, here's where the opinion comes out of this, where they say this is news, but it's not really news. If the founders were alive today, I believe they would be very concerned, because the Constitution is clear that the only militias protected by the Second Amendment are, quote, well-regulated units authorized and controlled by state governments, not a private citizen militia. They've completely missed the point. Like, all together, completely missed the point. I mean, yes, you can be part of a militia, and the militia can be private, although it is regulated by the state to be sanctioned militia. Yes, but that doesn't deter the fact that you can still have the firearm for the defense of a gun owner's home, which is a very broad term then too, legally, because you could say that if someone's trying to intrude upon your home, you could say that if they're invading on your private property, as in like the government intruding on your private property. I mean, you have the right to start a militia. You have the right to have a firearm, regardless of whether you're in a militia or not. I don't see what the problem is here, but with the left desperate to cling on to any desperation they possibly can, you can't have a private citizen's militia. You can only have a state one, and therefore that's when you can have those assault weapons and those evil firearms, because you're part of the militia that's regulated by the state. So they're trying to say now, like they've always done, that the Second Amendment is only limited to those militias, and therefore that's how they're going to try and move this agenda forward. So that's their going to be appeal. Now, if they try to appeal this, I laugh, which they're going to anyways, but I laugh anyways, because you could try to appeal that way. It's not going to work. If anybody in their half mind, I take that back, because most Democrats are not in their right mind, or the left side of the aisles, not in their right mind. If they try to appeal with that argument, saying that, number one, the gun's more scary because it's an assault weapon, although they've tried to consider handguns as assault weapons as well, because they fire repetitively as well if you have a semi-automatic handgun. So that's very scary. The look of it's very scary. The caliber's not very scary, but they say it's very scary. You can attach a chainsaw to it or something. And then they try to bring in the militia issue. It goes back to the basics of what the Second Amendment says about the individual and state militias. But if they try to say, well, there's not really a comma there, therefore we can argue that only state militias can have these firearms, I'm curious on what a judge in California would rule on that. But right now we can at least say it's a victory for us. We can at least say we've gotten the right decision. Now let's get ready for the next legal battle while they try to twist things a little bit more. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 TE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back into the program. Thanks for hanging out today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters out for a couple of days. Andy Hoosier filling in. I'll be with you today and tomorrow, so make sure to stick with us, and we appreciate you very much for hanging out with us here on the program. ArmedAmericanRadio.org. ArmedAmericanRadio.org. If you want to check that out, his website looking cooler and cooler every single day as he continues to add more things to it, as he is doing the Armed American Radio News Network, all the stuff that he's got rolling there. He's got all the podcast stuff. He's got all of his great partners on there, which is really cool, including the Second Amendment Foundation. I need to talk to Alan Gottlieb. I know he talks to him like every single day. I have talked to him once or twice on my program, Alan Gottlieb. We need to get him back on the program. GunBroker.com, Car Arms, Defender Coffee especially. Now, that's something I probably need today. Greg and I were talking off the air before the show started about just being tired, just being exhausted. I don't know about you, Greg. Jump on the air here real quick with me. We were talking about the heat. This heat is, it's draining. I'm not used to it. Now, I'm one of those that does the Wim Hof breathing, the intense breathing exercises, and do some meditation stuff. And, you know, the extreme cold, I do the cold shower thing. So I enjoy the cooler temperature, keeping the body temperature cold. It's hard to do when you're landscaping in 95 degree weather.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to try to stay cool. Same here when I'm painting my house and it's 100 degrees outside. It's just impossible to try to stay cool at all. Even when you come in and sit in front of the AC unit, it's still not happening. It's miserable out there, to say the least.
It is miserable. Does that get you to the point to where you do like do the cold showers, turn the heat all the way off in the shower?
No, I'm still a warm shower guy, but I I might hit like 2 seconds of that cold water as I'm waiting for it to warm up, but then I'm right back into the warm water.
Interesting.
I absolutely hate the cold water, and I complain even when I'm out scuba diving and the water's cold. It's like I need my dry suit because I am not diving in 60-degree water.
Yeah, you know, I got to admit, it's taken me a while to do that because I know the health benefits. I've been trying this to be healthy and, you know, do this whole health kick thing with the, you know, the vitamins, the breathing meditation stuff, the cold showers.
Sure.
I've always hated cold, always hated it my entire life. I started doing this and now I don't take a warm shower at all. Like this, the heat is completely turned off the entire time I take showers now, and I love it. And I don't know why, because I've always hated that my entire life.
Well, to each their own. Now, I run across people in jiu-jitsu that love cryogenics, and they love to go do cryotherapy after they train. And again, this is me complaining about the cold because I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, it's crazy. One of these days, I want to go up to the Scandinavian country, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, somewhere up there. And I want to go up and I want to like go diving into the iceberg water. I want to try it. I don't know if I can survive and do it, but I just want to say that it was on my bucket list and I was able to do it.
Well, there is the bucket list, Adam. Now, I'd like to go to Iceland as well. I'd like to dive the continental divide where I can touch both continents at once. But that water is around 35 to 36 degrees and it is freezing cold. So I'm, again, going to be the wimp and I'm going to have my dry suit on because I will not freeze. And I'll even probably have some battery powered insulators in there that will keep me warm, too.
Battery-powered insulin. That's fine. Now, you have the suit. What do? You go scuba diving?
I am a scuba instructor, and I do a lot of deep technical shipwreck diving and stuff like that. And so sometimes we may be diving water that is 70 degrees or 74 degrees, but when you're in that water for well over an hour, sometimes 2 or 3 hours, depending on the depth you go and the amount of deco you have, you may go with a dry suit because – you know, 2 hours in 70-degree water, you can get up quite a chill. And so it's nice to have undergarments in that dry suit that protects you from the water. And then the undergarments can be battery-powered so that they provide a little warmth because they are they're heated undergarments, and that's what the batteries are for. And so it keeps you warm while you're in cold water.
That's awesome. I had no idea you did that. That's cool. One of these days, you'll have to take – I've always wanted to try scuba diving, although – I don't like deep water. I get very paranoid and claustrophobic. So I don't know how I would do, but I would like to try it just to say again that I've been able to try it.
Well, there's always the opportunity to just do a Discover Scuba class where you'll get into a pool with an instructor and they'll just put some gear on you and let you swim around in the deep end, 10, 12 feet, if that's how deep the pool is. And you get to have the experience of having scuba dove. Now, there are a lot of options when you go out sometimes to resorts like Cancun and whatnot. They'll offer a Discover Scuba course, and you'll go out with an instructor and a dive master, and they'll supervise your diving. You know, obviously, they'll familiarize you with the equipment, but the max depth they'll allow you to go is like 40 feet. And you'll get the experience of being a diver, but for me, 40 feet is cute, and I'm certified up to 175 feet in the water, and I've been deeper than that. So one of those, you know, instances where I hear a lot of new divers talking about, we got down to 60 feet or 100 feet or whatever. That's cute, guys. Let me know when you start training for decompression and stuff like that, then we can talk.
Wow. That's awesome. All right. So to tie this into Second Amendment issues, have you shot the spear gun while you're underwater?
I have not, but that typically attracts sharks when you're spear fishing in water. That will be the quickest way to get sharks interested in you.
Interesting.
But all right. I am interested in guns that will fire underwater, but I don't know if any of those are available to the public.
Interesting. All right. So last thing on this, and then we'll move on and get back to Second Amendment issues. One of my number one biggest phobias, my wife wants to go into the shark cage and dropped into the water to be around the sharks. I don't like the claustrophobia of not being able to see the bottom of the water, which paranoids the heck out of me. So I don't like that. The shark thing, I don't know. My fear, and it's a stupid fear, there was a movie, and I don't even remember what it was called, about where these people were in the cage, and then the cage breaks off the chain and falls to the bottom of the ocean.
47 meters.
And then you're, Yeah, that okay. No, I can't do it. I'm paranoid. I can't do it.
So, a couple things. You'd be happy to know that anytime you do shark cage diving, because I have done that, we've been to Guadalupe Island in the Pacific Ocean, and we've dove great white sharks because that's their transit area through the Pacific, south of Hawaii and whatnot. You'll be happy to know that there are redundant safeties on the cage that is in the water. And for anybody to be in the submersible cage, you have to be a certified diver in case there's a bailout scenario, and you have to put a tank on in order to escape in case there is a safety break, but there shouldn't be because redundant safeties. Then you really don't have to worry about it breaking and falling to the floor of the ocean. But the good news is that if that does happen to you, you'll be dead before you get back to the surface. So you really won't have to worry about it because your tank will run out of air and you'll suffocate, and then you might as well just take in the water and say goodbye.
Well, you know what? At least there's assurances there. You know what? We have our safety.
On the brighter side, if you are not a diver, then you can typically dive in cages that are off the back of the ship, and those are completely attached to the ship. They will not fall off. They're incredibly safe. You've got what they call God, why am I blanking when you put me on the spot? We've got what surface supplied air, and so it's basically an umbilical that comes down into the cage with you as you enter the cage, and you can breathe while you're in the cage just standing there at the back of the ship. I would say the most interesting thing of that is when you have 18-foot great white sharks that are 3 feet in front of your face just swimming and looking into the cage, wondering if you're the treat or if it's the chum that they're mm-hmm. circling for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then I see the YouTube videos of like sharks getting into the cage because they're so rambunctious and they end up going for stuff and then they're popping out of the top of it. And yeah, I'll pass. I enjoy water. I can't go into the deep water. I don't like being around sharks. And my wife can have all the power doing that thing. But yeah, I just
one clarification on that video, and I know a lot of people have seen it. That shark was baited towards the cages. Typically, sharks will pursue bait quickly. If they are baited towards coming towards the cage, the guy threw the bait improperly. That's how that shark ended up in that cage.
Very good to know. Greg, I appreciate that. Now I have officially triggered myself, pun intended, and getting all panicked and freaked out. There are two phobias that I have, and that is snakes and super deep water. And I'll stay away from both of those
one of them
right now. That's right. We covered one. Now the other one's totally taken care of because I can use a firearm to take care of the snakes. So that makes me happy.
Yep.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, there is a letter I want to read regarding Second Amendment issues of the church's religion. Separation of church and state, how it revolves around the Second Amendment. We'll get to that right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses classes are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, Defender Coffee, something I think we all need once in a while to get your mojo up and moving. Great to have you today. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Mark Walters out for the day. Andy Hoosier filling in. You can find him, armedamericanradio.org. All of the great partners here on the program between the Second Amendment Foundation. I mean, we're in the GunBroker.com studios right now, hanging out with the Crossbreed Holster Microphone, Car Arms. We have Defender Coffee. We have Lead Slinger's Whiskey. We have My Pillow. There are so many great products. All of it, by the way, presented that nice little bow by X Insurance, xinsurance.com. Go and check those guys out. Make sure to look at all their pricing for really anything you have insured or need insured. They can do it for you at X Insurance. And I always love filling in. We'll be back at it tomorrow as well with Mark taking a couple days off. All right, as we wrap up the show today, we had some fun in the last segment talking about that. I don't usually talk about my phobias, but now you know them. Now you know them, snakes in deep water. There you go. And guns can solve at least one of those issues. So I want to go to another deeper philosophical question for you. As most of you know, there's really now this may be a trigger warning or maybe something new for some, but there's actually no separation of church and state in the U.S. Constitution. It's just not there. Now, what's kind of a default mindset that we have, and we do have it to some degree, but not to the purpose that the Democrats like to try and manipulate and twist and use to their advantage, because like they always say, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, that's what they do when it comes to religion and politics, especially when you try to blend the two together. The idea and the concept of a separation of church and state really came from, just a little bit of background here before I get to the letter, it really came from Thomas Jefferson, when he wrote the letters to the Danbury Baptists that said that we should have a separation of church and state in the Constitution, and this is what I want to believe. Now, the idea from it came after, obviously, us separating from England when we had church and government that were in cahoots together. You had the Church of England at that time. You had, remember, King Henry VIII, King Henry VIII, that had like, I don't know, 10 different wives and beheaded all of them because they wouldn't give him any sons and try to divorce them. And the church was like, no, you can't do a divorce. He's like, well, heck with you. I'm going to start my own church. And there you go. Voila. Now a new religion based on by the government was started in England with the Church of England. And the church was able to collect taxes as much as the government was able to collect taxes. The church was able to create control as much as the government was able to create control, and so on and so forth. We didn't want that. We wanted it separate. You could have your faith and believe whatever you wanted to without being persecuted. And at the same time, the church would not be a government church entity to be able to collect taxes for the church, to tell you that this is what you have to do or else you're going to go to hell or whatever they wanted to do. They did not have control over you, just as the government should not have control over you. Well, some of them are trying to blend the two together. And here's what I mean. There's an organization called Faiths United to Prevent Gun Violence. It's a coalition of a few different faith-based organizations that try to focus on gun control. Well, they sent a letter to the U.S. Senate advocating for the new guy, David Chipman, to be installed as the ATF director. And they sent it to really Senate leaders, Dick Durbin and Chuck Grassley and other committee members. And here's what I want to read the letter. I'm not going to read all of it because it's like 2 pages long, but I'm going to read some of this here. And I want you to start realizing that, is this really a religious organization or is this just a political organization with the false flag of faith and religion? Because I think, to me at least, that's an extremely important thing for a guy who's very religious personally, very spiritual personally, and going down that road of my own faith. I try to weed out the ones that use their religion or try to hype religion for political gain. Here's what they have to say. Dear committee members, yada, yada. Religious communities in the United States understand that gun violence in our country is an attack on human dignity. We have seen our houses of worship targeted to mass shootings. We've grieved with our members who mourn those who were lost to homicides and suicides. We've expressed dismay on how easily conflicts turn deadly due to easy access to guns. We need principled leaders to address gun violence, and that's why we write today to express our strong support for the nomination of David Chipman as director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. As a decorated law enforcement professional, veteran ATF special agent, and gun safety expert, Chipman is uniquely qualified for this position and should be quickly confirmed. Faith United to Prevent Gun Violence is a coalition of more than 50 based organizations that together represent tens of millions of religious Americans and communities across the nation and each of your states. We believe that God calls on us to create a society of wise leadership. In Proverbs, we read that, quote, where there is no guidance, a nation fails. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. We believe that Dave Chipman will be the wise leader at ATF. I want to stop there for just a second. Quoting scripture for political advantage, to me, is a really dirty kind of trick. Quoting scripture like that is a really dirty kind. This is the mindset where some have, and I'm not trying to knock on anybody's faith. If you truly believe this is a religious experience, and all the power to you, but I don't see this as a religious text. I see this more as the political manipulation of a religion in my personal mindset, because some try to say that Jesus was a socialist, and therefore the more counsel that we have, the more counselors that we have, the more leaders that we have in government, through government control, through government distribution, helping the poor, helping the needy, helping the whatever, through government, that's what Jesus really wanted. And a lot of them try to manipulate and twist it this way. And if you truly believe that, I'm not knocking your religion. I'm not here to do that. But I am saying that I just don't see that in any way, shape, or form. Because if Jesus really wanted the government to control everything, he'd be like, you know what? I want you to really be subservient to the government. Look to them for answers as opposed to looking for me for answers. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible, at least personally, where he actually makes that. He does say pay your taxes and be a good citizen. But at the same time, don't look to the government for answers, because they're people. They have flaws. They have issues and they don't know anything. If you're going to have an issue, come to me because I can help you out, buddy. Don't worry. I got you. That's at least what I get from the Bible. Maybe I'm misreading it. Maybe my religion's totally warped and manipulated, but that's what I get away from that. So while there is no guidance, a nation fails, but where there is an abundance of counselors, there is safety. So to them, the bigger the government, the stronger the government, the better. And because there's guns out there, that means there's bad people with guns. And if we just took those away, we could have less crime in the streets and we could save our sheep, is really the mindset that they're going after here. Since his service at ATF, Chipman has worked on gun violence prevention efforts by educating policymakers, advocates, and community leaders. Faith communities can trust him because he has built a reputation as a smart, honest, and principled voice with a track record to prove it. We believe that David Chipman's leadership at ATF will help bring about more than more just society where everyone is free to pursue their God-given potential. Oh, well, of course, unless you get shot. I mean, if a bad guy, yeah, if a bad guy ends up getting a gun, then you know what? You can go after that. I mean, I guess. I don't know. Bad guys can take the guns. But by golly, you need to get rid of those firearms. We at Faith United have placed our collective strengths behind a vision of violence-free communities that is deeply rooted in our diverse religious traditions. Our faith can call to create a safer in world where we can participate in everyday activities like going to school, attending concerts, or praying in our houses of worship without the fear of violent death. Of course, that's going to happen if you have bad guys coming in and shooting it up, too, which is why we've seen numerous videos of people who conceal carry in churches. Stop shooters. I know, crazy, wild concept. There's more to the letter, but I don't want to read any more of that. From Faiths United to Prevent Gun Violence. Is it a religious organization wanting to do better for society, or is it a gun-ridden, anti-gun agenda-driven political organization under the false flag of religion? That's for you to decide. I'll be back at it tomorrow with you again on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And as Mark always says, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier. We'll see you tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.